Hi, Dr. Tim here of Scars. I wanted to share a thought as I'm driving across country about the nature of what a support group actually is. When you look at the world of trauma, crime, addiction, there are many different kinds of support groups. Some support groups are just essentially commiseration groups. It's basically people telling you it's going to be okay and patting you on the head. And that's fine, and that helps you get through a moment. But when you're talking about a recovery program, you're talking about a much more complex, longer-term challenge that individuals face. Particularly when the individuals engaged in a dangerous behavior that needs to be changed, that needs to be learned not to be reproduced, where new behaviors, new methods of security need to be learned, need to be acquired, while at the same time the individual is going through challenges that are emotional, psychological, and even financial in nature. What we've tried to do with our support groups is to provide several things simultaneously. The first is a safe place where victims can communicate with other victims to share their experiences. Not just as a way of commiseration, but as a way of more fully understanding the experience that they went through. In other words, why did this happen to you? How did it happen to you? Were there things that you could have done differently? Why didn't you realize that this was a scam earlier? And your peers are some of the best people to describe that. They're individuals that can essentially help you better understand what that experience was. Then at the same time, providing a learning framework to teach you about the experiences that you went through, things that could have been done differently, but more importantly, the things to do differently in the future. That's not a trivial thing. While at the same time providing an environment of continuity that allows people to go through the experience of recovery and have a framework that will help them in periods in their recovery when there are going to be new crises, whether they're emotional, psychological, or financial crises. And most victims, in our experience, have those moments of crises. There's natural moments that happen at about the 6-month point and also at about the 18-month point. But no one lives in a vacuum. People's personal experiences and outside environment can profoundly impact their psychology and their emotions and their reactions to circumstances and stimulus at any moment. Someone can have a crisis. It can be some form of abuse. It can be a moment of grief or a period of grief when a loved one dies. It can be a breakup of a marriage. All of these things can be happening while at the same time you're trying to recover. And we do our best to be resilient during those moments of crises. Unfortunately, being a scam victim is such a profound trauma that not everybody handles it the same way. Some will significantly overreact triggering moments of paranoia and rage. Others, it will trigger depression and other forms of anxiety. Still others will withdraw and become silent. So every individual is different. But our goal in creating our support groups is to create a framework based upon 100 years of research in recovery. That is to say that we follow the models of Alcoholics Anonymous and Al-Anon for both alcohol abuse and recovery, as well as drug addiction and recovery. And while our recovery model is more fluid and more adaptable, those other programs are absolutely rigid. You work their steps or you don't. And as a result, they have high degrees of success, even though from a percentage point of view, Alcoholics Anonymous admit that over 80% of the people that go into their programs do not succeed. But the 12 or so percent that do succeed, succeed for a lifetime. In our particular case, we have seen percentages that are much higher than that, but it is a sad truth that not everybody will succeed. I'm saying this while I'm driving, so you'll have to apologize if I'm talking gibberish as my mind drifts back and forth from trying not to kill myself. But we have seen over the many years that we've been providing support groups and doing our best to aid scam victims in recovery, that there are individuals that are going to react poorly at moments in crises. We have seen, ironically, some of these individuals have to leave because they're both disruptive for our support groups, or their reactions are so far over the top that we can't help them. And to try to do so, in some cases, might actually be more dangerous for all involved. So we have to refer them to competent mental health professionals, whether that's therapy or counseling or whatever it may happen to be. We don't really have a choice in such matters. But we've also seen, astoundingly, that many times these individuals will go away for 6 months or a year and come back and realize what it was that they gave up when they left our support groups. We had someone very recently do exactly that, and we're profoundly grateful for her comments and for the opportunity to be of assistance again. So, when individuals leave our groups, it is a sad moment because we always ask ourselves, what could we have done better, or how could we have been more help? But at the same time, we recognize that our obligation is to the continuity of the group itself, and that we're there to provide support and help for a larger group of individuals, not just the one. And we do our best to try and smooth things over and keep people in the group by providing individual support when we can, but sometimes it just doesn't work and a person has to leave. And that's a sad moment. But by the same token, what we do is also, sadly, a game of numbers. We try to help the largest number of people that we possibly can in the best way that we can over the longest period of time that we can. And we know that the majority of time, majority of the time, we're going to fail. So we do our best. And sometimes our best isn't good enough. Sometimes it is. We recently had an individual that after 3 years of support finally achieved the ability to climb out from under the financial burden that she was placed under as a result of her scam. So, while she's not recovered financially, at least she's no longer under that financial boulder that fell on her as a result of her scam. That's a profound achievement, and we're very proud to have played a role in helping her get to where she has arrived. So, this video, I hope, will explain a little bit of our philosophy and help provide an understanding of why we do what we do, how we do what we do, and our perspective on providing support groups. If it sounds like this is a demand for absolute obedience, or that we demand a cult-like following, we certainly hope not, because that's not my philosophy. In point of fact, we do everything in our power to minimize the personalities of myself and my team in our involvement in helping scam victims. We're not out there every second promoting our individual names, only to keep a transparent organization, but one that is relatively opaque, because we don't want people to focus on us as individuals, but as an organization that's working to help them. So I insist that my employees retain a degree of anonymity and fully withdrawn from as much direct contact as possible, both for their own mental health and also for the governance of the organization that I head. Unfortunately, or as the case may be, sometimes a face is necessary, and I'm willing to be that face and to take the heat or reward, whichever the case may be. It is, after all, my own pocket from which all of this is funded, except, of course, for our extraordinarily generous volunteers. So, be that as it may, I hope this is all understandable, comprehensible, and acceptable to all. And if it's not, then nothing I can do about that. It just is the way it is. Certainly welcome feedback, questions, and guidance from all of you that are in our support groups or our other discussion or education groups, as well as the constant feedback that our incredible volunteers provide on a daily, moment-by-moment basis. So, I wish all of you the very best. Let's keep this a no-drama zone. And if crises come up, please try to remember that all anyone is ever trying to do is their best for each and every one of you. Thank you for your time, and thank you for the long-winded listen. Bye.